Larry. Appreciate that very kind introduction. Well, of course, our general theme is the general financial situation in Rhode Island. And I'm pleased to be here to tell you a little bit about what's going on in East Providence in that regard. Now, I'll say, I will quickly review what the numbers look like, what the process has looked like for us over the last couple of years and the last few months in particular. But I think there's a larger, more important story and a couple of other questions we really need to address and that my colleagues in the East Providence Taxpayers Association feel very strongly about. Really more important, I think, is we have to understand how we arrived at the current situation in East Providence, what we need to do to repair the situation, to solve these problems, and probably most importantly of all, the special role that RISC and the East Providence Taxpayers Association and the other RISC affiliates have in played both in the emergence of the process, but more importantly in the solution. The bottom line for us is we believe we've emerged or arrived at the current situation because of a lack of or a failure of citizenship. We can complain about our government or our elected officials not being as effective as we would like them to be. But we always have to ask ourselves, have we given them the maximum support? Have we communicated to them truly what we want? Have we formulated our goals and advocated for them effectively? These are all questions that are open to debate.